Customer Relationships and Segmentation Roadmap. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines customer relationship management, CRM, as a marketing philosophy based on putting the customer first. It involves the collection and analysis of information designed for sales and marketing decision support, in contrast to enterprise resource planning information, to understand and support existing and potential customer needs. CRM also includes account management, catalog and order entry, payment processing, credits and adjustments, and other functions. The definition suggests that CRM starts with an adjustment of philosophy in an organization, the shift to a customer-centric way of doing business, and then moves to a retooling of all the business processes that touch on the relationship with the customer, from customer acquisition to order fulfillment. CRM's focus on the customer is both broad and deep. It is broad in that it covers every interaction with customers. It is deep in that it focuses on the development of long-term relationships with customers whenever possible. A premise of lifetime customer value is that retaining customers is more profitable than finding new ones. While CRM is often identified with the software of the same name, the focus on long-term customer relationship building is one of the reasons why CRM is a philosophy first and not just a technology solution. While the software provides a repository for customer data to facilitate consistency in service interactions, ongoing communications with customers requires soft skills such as listening, the ability to demonstrate an understanding of the customer's perspectives, and the championing of customer needs to others in the organization. Need for CRM. In his book Business at the Speed of Thought, Microsoft founder Bill Gates comments that a manufacturer or retailer that responds to changes in sales in hours instead of weeks is no longer at heart a product company, but a service company that has a product offering. This statement underscores some key points. First, responding to change quickly has become the differentiator between winners and losers in today's business world. Second, if businesses fail to understand that their prime mission is to satisfy their customers' needs and wants, to provide a product/service package rather than push boxes out the factory door, then those businesses will simply fail. CRM has been adopted as a competitive survival strategy. By definition, if a firm embraces the philosophies behind CRM, it naturally must elevate customer-centric concepts above other considerations and engage in the difficult tasks of gathering, sharing, and acting on end customer information. Without embracing these supply chain changes wholeheartedly, a supply chain will remain a series of uncooperative and inefficient firms and will likely be bypassed by competitors who have embraced CRM and other collaboration tools to become more agile and efficient. The focus on creating and sustaining more profitable relationships with customers has led organizations to transform themselves into customer-centric organizations. Customer-centric organizations are easy to do business with anytime, anywhere. Add value to their products or services, integrating products and information so that customers feel more educated during and after the decision-making process. Are innovative not only in their design of services and products, but in their marketing, delivery, and customer care. An example may include how customer care strives to improve customer service while reducing costs and provide self-service and support so the customer feels in control. Design all business contact points from the customer's perspective. Share detailed insights about customers within the organization or supply chain. Because different types of customers have different needs, the CRM philosophy requires that organizations segment their customers and engage in customer-focused marketing. Segmentation and customer-focused marketing. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, customer segmentation is the practice of dividing a customer base into groups of individuals that are similar in specific ways relevant to marketing. Traditional segmentation focuses on identifying customer groups based on demographics and attributes such as attitude and psychological profiles. Potential customers form a very large group that can be segmented based on market analysis and information from existing customers. Segmentation can be based on any number of criteria selected to suit a particular purpose, and each class may be segmented in more than one way. Market segments can be defined by demographic characteristics such as gender, geography, age, occupation, and wealth. Demographic categories can also be refined or customized. For example, Geographic segmentation could be based on the likelihood of visiting a particular retail location by zip or area code, or by zones that contain relatively equal demand. For example, the size of each zone would vary. Customers can also be segmented by attitudes or psychological profiles, such as willingness to engage in social media or self-identification in a social group such as a biker or a wine lover. During product or service design or redesign, marketing can ask more specific questions about the potential market. As always, the basic questions are the best questions. Who? Where? When? Why? What? How many? In other words, who is interested in the new product? And where are they located? Are they low-income urban apartment dwellers, suburban homeowners, or farmers and ranchers? The answers to such questions constitute segmentation. When discussing market segments in the supply chain, there may be more than one perspective of who the customer is. For example, intermediate customers are not at the end of the supply chain. A raw material supplier may count several manufacturers among its intermediate customers, and one or more of these manufacturers could be grouped by similar requirements. Ultimate customers are the final recipients of the products or services. The ultimate customer could be an organization that is purchasing goods or services for its employees or constituents, in which case segmentation must also differentiate between organizational customers, the ultimate payer, and end users, the ultimate user. Here we will focus primarily on the ultimate customer. However, the concepts can be carried back through the supply chain to decisions regarding intermediate customers. The primary reason to identify and understand market segments is to increase the organization's profits or its equivalent over the long term. Therefore, customers are the primary group that requires segmentation. However, organizations can segment suppliers and other stakeholders using very similar methods. Customer-focused marketing. Most organizations now recognize that a successful business strategy is customer-focused. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, customer-driven, another term for customer-focused, is a company's consideration of customer wants and desires in deciding what is produced and its quality. Customer-focused marketing is based on several fundamental concepts. Customer requirements must drive product and service design. Rather than designing a product or service with multiple varieties in features, colors, and prices, design should start with analysis of actual customer requirements or needs. For example, the results could show that color is irrelevant, but a particular design feature is worth a premium. All products and services have more than one market segment. The primary justification for defining market segments is the marketing assertion that no single set of customer requirements describes all potential customers. Each customer will have unique requirements, but groups of customers with similar requirements can be identified. For example, a furnace repair slash replacement service may require that a new heating system be delivered as soon as possible to replace a broken unit, while a home builder may order in bulk and always order with lead time, valuing consistency over fast delivery. Logistics and marketing strategy must focus on customer segments. In addition to designing the form of a product or service to meet customer requirements, marketing provides marketing information in a manner likely to reach and be appreciated by that segment. Logistics must then make that product or service available to the customer at a time and place the customer segment finds convenient. This often involves developing multiple supply chains tailored to specific customer segments and/or product types. Profitability is more important than sales volume. All strategic decisions on product form, marketing expense, and logistics, methodology, timing, and placement have an associated cost. Each additional cost must be justified by incremental, marginal increases in profits. An essential benefit of customer segmentation is an identification of the size and value of each segment, which can help predict whether a given change in strategy will increase profits. The situation to avoid is a feature or investment that increases revenue but also increases expenses by a similar amount. What is driving the change to being customer-focused? Today's customer is harder and more expensive to win and to keep, so businesses need to understand customer segments, improve two-way communications with them, and work to fulfill customer segment needs when it can be done profitably. Advances in technology and competition in a worldwide free marketplace have benefited customers by raising their expectations for quality, trouble-free products and services. For example, today's automobile may be very difficult for an amateur mechanic to repair, but it is also relatively trouble-free compared with the automobile of the 1950s. Car buyers today expect that their vehicles will last at least 10 years and will experience only minor problems for the first 6 years. Meeting those expectations raises the costs of design and production. As customers begin to assume that products and services will be of high quality, the competitive differentiator becomes price or value. The internet makes it easy for customers to shop for lowest price. The market expands from the neighborhood retailer to a global marketplace of eager sellers. This creates further pressure on a business's bottom line or profit. One way to respond to this pressure is to niche market, to develop and market products to specific customer segments that have shown they value and are willing to pay for what this product or service offers. This again raises the costs of doing business, since the business must design profitable but customizable products while it develops and executes multiple marketing plans. The resulting pressure on profit makes it even more important that companies retain their customers, since customers become more profitable the longer they are retained. Creating customers for life has become a critical business goal. Reaching that goal requires understanding and then satisfying customer segment expectations and delivering greater perceived value than the competition. Benefits of segmentation, words like niche and customization, reflect the fact that customers increasingly expect the market to come to them rather than for them to go to the market. In other words, they expect to have things their way. In a satellite/cable communications world, they expect to find 500 channels, one of which is aimed precisely at their own interests. Runners expect to find a running shoe that exactly matches their own level of exercise, running style, terrain, and anatomy. The marketplace is more segmented every day, which could be seen as a drawback to its complexity. However, CRM philosophies and technology systems exist to help manage that segmentation. Segmentation also benefits organizations. Lifetime customer relationships are more likely when customers feel that a business is meeting their unique needs. This is a mutual dependency/mutual gain relationship. Customer-focused businesses have the opportunity to learn more about their individual customers and to use that information to increase sales and profit. Segmentation also helps businesses get a better return on their promotional budgets. Businesses that used to advertise in broadly targeted media sources have decreased or eliminated this form of advertising in favor of more narrowly targeted channels that are less expensive, like special interest magazines or internet or phone app ads. Businesses can be more confident that they are reaching the right audience with the message that is most meaningful to that audience.